We all know about China's turbocharged economy, growing several times as fast as ours. President Obama devoted a pugnacious chunk of his State of the Union to it last week. But when it comes to the global culture war for hearts and minds, the U.S. is still the unrivaled superpower. For now. Last month, China's president announced that the government was investing heavily in homegrown but exportable culture. But then, just days later, the government shut down two-thirds of its domestic satellite television shows for being too popular.
In many ways, they envy what the U.S. has. Every time we sell movies or television or books or, most importantly, news content to the rest of the world, we suddenly get out American ideas and values.
Carlos Tejada is the Wall Street Journal's China news editor based in Beijing. He says the biggest obstacle to spreading Chinese culture around the world is probably China itself.
Culture is ultimately the clashing and then the adoption of new ideas. And the Chinese government's control of the media is simply opposed to that. They're not allowing the sort of clash of ideas that makes American culture sort of interesting, but then ultimately addictive to the rest of the world.
Well, in addition, I mean, sometimes I'll be watching television here in New York City and see some product of the state media enterprise promoting Chinese tourism or whatever. They just often don't seem to have modern media techniques down very well.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Much of what China is doing there is trying to protect its national broadcaster. Every Lunar New Year, there's a five-hour special called the Spring Gala, and it's one of the most boring things I've ever seen. It's really terrible. There's singing. There's a lot of cameras focusing on important people in the audience. It's really a snooze fest. At the same time, there's a broadcaster. I believe it's the Hunan Satellite Television. Its Spring Gala Festival had Shaquille O'Neal dressed up as Shazam doing some kung fu fighting with some small children. You know, entertaining and funny, and that's exactly what the central government doesn't want.
Yeah.
Eyeballs looking away from the national broadcaster.
Actually, one of our contributors in Beijing attended this year's Spring Gala and talked to a producer named Shitao, who rejects the idea of imposing Chinese culture on other countries and says that next year he wants to invite Lady Gaga because that's what'll get him high ratings.
I think we need to make our program more international. I think if we have domestic and foreign acts, if we produce the gala in New York City or San Francisco, we'll bring over Chinese stars and have them perform with the local superstars who live there. Then American broadcasters will buy it.
Did you try to do that?
I think I want to try next year.
So is it just a matter of time before China capitulates and gives in to the West as far as culture goes?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, at the same time that these sort of state broadcasters are trying to muddle their way and largely failing at developing culture, you have a very thriving culture on the internet.
Yes,
here.
Yes.
And the challenge for the Chinese government is how do you control it without killing it?
Right.
You know, a great example of the Chinese kind of ham-fisted way of getting its culture out is the recent Christian Bale movie, Flowers of War. This is about the rape of Nanjing in the late 1930s.
It was December 13th, 1937. And Nanjing was on fire.
The film industry really got behind this, and this was the movie that they submitted to the Academy Awards as China's submission for Best Foreign Film. It didn't make even the first cut.
Stop! This is a house of the Lord! You're honorable men! Behave honorably!
The movie itself, Zhang Yimou was the director, and Zhang Yimou is famous for, you know, sort of a nuanced look at people and their motivations. You can't look at this movie and see much in the way of nuance.
Right.
You know,
evil Japanese soldiers, good China, yeah.
Yeah, and people aren't blind to that. It reads like a piece of agitprop.
But it's popular in China, is it not?
Oh, it was very popular in China, yes. But in terms of getting its message out abroad, not so successful.
At the high end, in terms of the export of Chinese culture abroad, I mean, there are beautiful movies that do well in art houses in the United States. And then there at the other end, mostly from Hong Kong and not the mainland, obviously, there have been the kung fu movies for years. It's hard for me to reckon. Maybe I just don't have the vision to imagine it, even in this Chinese century. A huge Chinese pop culture industry that spreads across the world. Can you foresee that?
This is a pretty vibrant place. I can see it. I mean, the ball is really in the Chinese government's court. I mean, if they let their artists have a freer hand, if their filmmakers can take on controversial subjects, if they can feature stories about iconoclasts.
Right.
You know, they want to create their own version of Avatar, right? But if they're going to create their version of Avatar, they need to create their version of The Searchers first. Then they need to create their own version of Little Big Man. You know, they need to create all the precedents to create the strong blockbuster that has appeal worldwide.
That's a good point.
So I really, you know, this is a vibrant, interesting, fast-growing, exciting place. And all the government has to do is take its hands off.
Well, and I'm sure 150 years ago, if you talk to British and French people, they'd say these Americans are never going to be able to compete culturally on a global scale, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, this is a difficult country to underestimate.
Carlos Tejada, thank you very much.
Sure. Thanks for your time.
Carlos Tejada is China news editor for The Wall Street Journal. What do you think? Are Chinese TV shows and movies ever going to become staples of our cultural diets here in the United States? Tell us at studio360.org. Y'all gonna learn Chinese. Y'all gonna learn Chinese. Hey, hey. Y'all gonna learn Chinese. When the pumps come out, y'all gonna speak Chinese. Yeah. Y'all gonna learn Chinese. I know.